Hello and welcome to Thursday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with the co-founder, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT?
All right, babe, thanks so much. And to all of our friends out there, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. I got a question for you. For all those people out there that love positive thinking, that love the fuzzy, sparkly world of personal development, that love the idea of promoting positive messages and downplaying the darkness of life, how's that working out for you? Sometimes that darkness is a powerful motivator. Sometimes that darkness is the jet fuel for success. A lot of great achievements have come from anger and frustration, fighting against something, standing up for something, defending our dreams, defending our goals, defending our vision and our way of life. Even the country of the United States was defended or built on anger. It was built on standing up against something that was felt to be oppression. They weren't positive thinkers. They weren't saying, oh, let's kumbaya this thing. They planted their foot in the ground and said, enough is enough. Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, Sarah Blakely, some of the greatest entrepreneurs of our times have fought against something that they were fed up with, something that they were sick of, something that they finally said, enough is enough. I'm going to do something about this. So that great achievement that you have in your life might be sparked by not just positive thinking or some sort of fuzzy visualization, something happy. Sometimes it comes from a place of dark aggression, dark anger. Now, does this mean that you have to always be coming from a place of darkness, rage, anger, like Anakin Skywalker, who became Darth Vader in Star Wars, using the dark side of the Force? Not necessarily. There is a power, though, in turning your anger and focusing in and using it for improvement, for progress, realizing that pain is oftentimes the pathway, and that it can be productive. It can be an action-fueled type of, almost like a performance-enhancing drug, if you learn how to use it. The key is to not live life in a perpetual state of I told you so, or in a perpetual state of everything's hunky-dory, because both of them can be very dangerous. Let's think about this for a second. Have you ever seen or known somebody who's always looking at the bright side of life, but deep down inside they're kind of hurting?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? It's that repression, right?
You can tell, too.
Yeah. Makes them sick. And over time, they're the people that suffer the most. On the flip side, you get the people who are always angry, always pissed off. I used to know one of those guys. I used to be one of those guys. And there's a value to both of them. I'm gonna just come right out and say this. We can kind of explore this and just kind of go back and forth. I get it. There are some people that are just, they have a predisposition. You remember Catfish, right?
Yes.
Mia and I flew this guy named Catfish. That was his call sign. He was always in a good mood. Catfish was probably the most positive person I've ever known. Because in the world of naval aviation, it's a high stakes game. You know, there's a lot at stake. Millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment, lives on the line, you know, obviously, you know, a very dangerous lifestyle. But this dude was always in a good mood. So some people are kind of they have a kind of a natural disposition to being happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
And that was definitely the case for Catfish.
Yeah, he made a choice. When stuff was really bearing down on him, he had a lot of responsibility in our squadron. He chose to be positive. He always chose to look at the bright side of things.
Yep, and it was awesome to watch. And then you have other people that operate from a place of, you know, kind of an edge. I've been one of those people throughout the better part of my life. A lot of rage toward certain members of my family, or a lot of rage towards just the world in general. But what was crazy is that actually served me for a while. It helped me get past the rejections, the multiple rejections by the U.S. Navy. It helped me get through college. It helped me get through a lot of, you know, self-doubt, a lot of just really dark things. I channeled that stuff to help me perform, to focus, to drive, to execute. But here's the problem with both sides of the coin. If you're overly positive or overly dark, ultimately, it will take its toll on you. There's only so long you can come from the I told you so attitude. Instead of defending your dreams against your own enemies, you start defending it against yourself just because it feels good to be raged, you know, enraged and angry. But on the flip side, if you're always trying to be happy, you're sort of defending your life against what you perceive to be negative. You almost come from a place of passive aggressive judgment on other people. And that's another dangerous part. To feel nothing, kind of be in between those, it's called being a psychopath. We're human beings. We have emotions. So how can we do this? How can we leverage both sides of our personality, both sides of our being, to overcome the fear, to blast through the resistance, to conquer the doubt, to break through the boredom and the monotony and the frustrations that are a natural part of the process to become great, to achieve success? It's not about darkness and negativity. It's about converting that darkness and negativity into productive energy. It's about finding the true value in saying, listen, this is what I'm willing to fight for. That's the question that we got to ask today. What is it you are fighting for? That word in and of itself can be a problem for some people because they think, well, it doesn't have to be a fight. It doesn't have to be a struggle. Okay, that's fine. But I question this. The place I come from on this is, to me, there are certain things that for me, it's an all-out war. I'll give you an example. What's an all-out war for me? It's weakness is an all-out war for me. I have my personal weaknesses. There are certain things I just know I can't tiptoe around. I can't put my arm around it and say, you know what? It's okay that you have a tendency to want to sleep in. It's okay that you have a tendency to want to take those last few reps off. It's okay that, you know, when things don't go the way you want them to in business, to get kind of frustrated and to think, oh, I'm just going to take the rest of the afternoon off to go for a mountain bike ride, take a nap. But that's freaking weakness for me. I'm not saying it's wrong. But if I have a tendency to put my arm around the shoulder of that and say it's okay, then what I've done is open the door for that to be allowed. Instead, for me, I see that as a mortal enemy. That to me is the terrorist of the soul, and I will fight that terrorist just like I would fight a real terrorist. And that to me is worth fighting for because I know that my life is better. You and the kids, my family, my friends benefit more when I fight against that, rail against it, and declare war against that part of myself. And this is not like me hating myself. This is a part of we all have, mm-hmm. You know, those things that we don't want in our lives anymore. And to sugarcoat it and to embrace it and say, oh, that's okay, doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. And for some people, they do it too much and it starts to hinder their results and they wonder why.
Yeah, there's a saying, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And it's been like very true in our lives. So, you know, to rail against weaknesses is your thing. To rail against distractions is my thing. So I will not allow notifications on my phone or on my watch to, you know, be distracted or taken off course of what I'm trying to accomplish in my business or in my life or in my health or in my family and my relationships. Just doesn't work for me. And so I rail against and I'm fighting against distractions because there's more and more every day. And in order to accomplish things, you have to be so focused. You have to even be more focused than you were before because of all the distractions out there.
And what's interesting about that is for you, that's a big part of that's one of your values, mm-hmm. You know, and it's so interesting that there are people out there that probably see eye to eye with you. I'm one of those people, but there are people that see eye to eye with you on that will allow that to slide. They will allow the distractions to come into their life. They will allow that simply because they're not willing to fight for it. They're not willing to get kind of pissed off about it. I mean, even Darren Hardy, who we both respect, was talking about, he basically declared war on big media. That's why he was so great with he basically took Success Magazine and put it where it was. And you know, after he left, it sort of went a different direction. But while he was there, he was in a full on, almost fist fight with the media, because he realized how poisonous it could be, especially to the mind of an entrepreneur or the mind of an achiever. This is what we're talking about. I promise you this. You look at any inspirational leader, especially in business, you'll find that they have a chip on their shoulder towards something. There is something that they rail against. And it's not always a person. Sometimes it's an ideal. It's not always an occurrence that happened to them. Sometimes it's just an overall, you know, way that we are as people. And so we have to be willing to look at that thing and focus our energies, become more productive, and boost, it literally will boost your energy if you allow it to. And to squash it, to push it down, will sap your energy.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, tragedies happen in our lives. Sometimes the biggest darkness, the biggest low points of our lives comes from darkness. It comes from, you know, losing somebody, or it comes from some event. And that can absolutely propel us to success, propel us to, if we transform it into positive energy, into that action that, you know, that you're talking about, JT, about fighting for something, about, you know, for example, we had a family member that got killed in a car accident because he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. Mm-hmm. And so his family actually took that and created a foundation and, you know, started creating awareness and started creating all these things and created even scholarships for kids for wearing seatbelts. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great cause for them. And they took that darkness, that sadness, that tragedy of losing their child, and they took it and made good out of it. So we can absolutely turn this darkness into light.
Exactly. And that's a great example of that. And by the way, I'm somebody who firmly believes that anger is a good emotion. It's a natural emotion. You're supposed to have some. And it's been made in our society to be all this gross, dark, negative thing. Don't want to be angry. We don't want to disturb anybody. Certainly don't want to offend anybody. So let's not be angry. Well, guess what? That's dangerous. You can push yourself to a very unhealthy place with that. But then there's the other side where you can fight for something and come from a place of complete self-confidence, self-calm. Almost stoicism. Great example of that is a conversation you had with a member of your family at a family reunion. I'll never forget this. This is a time several years back. We were really struggling. The business was flatlining. We were just really having a difficult time. And Mia had a family member that at this particular family reunion said, you know, maybe you guys should just set your standards a little bit lower. Maybe you should set your dreams a little bit more realistic. And what did you say?
And without hesitation, in front of everybody, I said, with a big smile on my face, absolutely not. And it just came from complete confidence that I knew that we were going to turn things around. I knew that we were headed in the right direction, even though things were not going well. And she unfortunately heard this through, you know, another family member of mm-hmm. mine that I confided in. And she took it upon herself to try to keep us safe. To try right. to keep us going, maybe you should just get a job or lower your standards. Absolutely not. And I probably should have used more choice words because I felt that strongly about it. But no, that's what came out. And I feel so good about it because I believed in us. I believed in what we're doing, and we had something to fight for.
But see, here's the beautiful part about that. And the reason I bring it up here to reinforce this idea that it's not always about chest pounding bravado. You don't have to turn into the Incredible Hulk. You did not. You were very much in your power. You smiled at her. Granted, it was the smile that could kill, right? It was like there was no bullshit in that moment. Like everybody knew exactly what you were talking about. And you said, absolutely not. It came from a place of confidence, and it came from a place of clarity, not certainty. Because at that point, there was nothing to be certain of. In fact, the only thing we were certain of is that we were still going to struggle to buy groceries next week. You know, we were fighting at that point to get through life. And so, but we were fighting for our dreams. We weren't willing to surrender. It was just not in our language. It's still not in our language. And so it was very much about, hey, we're going to continue to push this thing. We're going to continue to work on this. And when somebody came to us with this idea, which even now is kind of funny, but back then it was really an assault, was absolutely not. And that was an example of somebody, in this case, you fighting for what you believe in. and you didn't throw the, you know, turn the dinner table upside down and, you know, pick a fight with anybody. You just very calmly, almost stoically, but certainly there was a sense of, there was an edge to it. Absolutely not. It was so awesome. So this is what we're talking about. What are you fighting for? What are you willing to fight for in your business and in your life? What is it right now that you might be struggling with that maybe beating you down a little bit, even just a little bit, that if you just stood a little bit taller, that thing that is trying to ask you, are you willing to quit? You ready to turn in the towel? Are you ready to call it a day, maybe call it a career? Good job, nice try. What's that part where you're willing to say, absolutely not? Because that is what's worth fighting for. And it doesn't come from a place of being fuzzy and happy and sparkly and positive all the time. Sometimes you got to get a little pissed. Sometimes you got to get a little edge. And that just might be what you need right now. Maybe you've been operating too much from the Mr. or Miss Nice Guy or Gal. Maybe you've been coming from a place of trying to be the people pleaser, the person that doesn't want to step on any eggshells. But damn it, sometimes you got to put your foot down and smash those eggshells. Sometimes you got to throw your weight around a little bit like that bull in a china cabinet and not be afraid so much about offending other people, but rather be willing to stand up for what you are worth, what you believe in, what you're here to defend. It's your dream, my friend. It's your life. Are you willing to fight for it? Because if you are, now's the time. The day is here. And as Mia says, there is no better time than now. So it's time to step up. It's time to put your dukes up if you must and get ready to fight for what's yours. And if you need help getting that clarity, if you want to find that confidence to be able to stand up for what you're fighting for, I've got just a few slots left in my mentorship. If you're still serious about that, reach out to Vivian by emailing support@jtdeboldhelpdesk.com and we'll get you hooked up.
Okay, this call is a wrap. Go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Also go to thethinkbignetwork.com where you can get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to get more leads to your business through online marketing.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far, we'll talk to you tomorrow.